Right now, we turn to our things germane to our present locale. We've had songs from all over the world. We're going to have a trio of gentlemen who are involved in song and story, may I say, dear friends, with the American scene. One of them is a young man who has been on this program quite often, including one memorable program where Billy Fair and Her Grace Jean Ritchie and Logan English and I sat around and talked about the whole folk music phenomenon. Bonsoir, André Monzin. And has been on a few times since with great success on the program and in the concert that we did that should have ended all folk concerts a couple of years ago. We had a few people on it. Logan was one of the big surprises of the evening. Not necessarily, you know, in terms of his talent, but just in terms of this unusual ability to make an audience move and participate. Since that time, he's discovered, among other things, the works of Woody Guthrie, who has been characterized by our good friends the British as the foremost American writer of ballads in the last 25 years. He also is a fountain of good things musically and good things in the American, in the true American tradition. And we're going to ask Logan and Jack Elliott to, among other things, involve themselves with a little Woody kind of music. First, we're going to ask Logan English to come up and do what he has done on this floor at number 1 Sheridan Square often. And I don't know anybody who can take an audience who just comes in and just sort of sits there and says, well, show me, and makes them feel like they're part of the floor show like this guy. Come on.
Thank you very much. I guess it was just about a year ago, actually, that, you know, most folk singers, I think, really, one of the first things they do is discover Woody Guthrie. It took me about 4 or 5 years to do it for a number of reasons. First of all, I can remember back in my days at Yale hearing guys singing about Union Maid and then getting out and they're driving off in their white Jaguars after the whole... After the whole thing was over, and I sort of took a dim view of the whole proceedings because I thought it was a little less than what it should be. But since then, one of my favorite songs that Woody's is one that always makes me feel a little bit bigger than I am, maybe about a foot tall, taller. It's called Pastures of Plenty. It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands is holding. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled. Your deserts was hot and your mountains was cold. Well, I've worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes, and I've slept on the ground by the light of your moon. At the edge of your city you will find us, and then we come with a dust and we're gone with a wind. California and Arizona, I worked all your crops. And it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. To place on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground.
from that Grand Coulee Dam where that water runs down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been. And we'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Oh, it's always we rambled your river and I. All along your green valley, I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be. For my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Thank you. This is a song that I always have to sing, because if I don't, I'll probably get choked after the performance is over, because somebody that I'm very close to say it mildly, likes me to sing this song. And you'll discover why, I think, maybe after.
Wished I was a mole in the ground. Wished I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root them mountains down. If I was a mole in the ground, wished I was a lizard in the spring. Wished I was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, I'd hear my darling sing. If I was a lizard in the spring.
And this last verse Barbara wrote.
Wished I was a hole in the ground. Wished I was a hole in the ground. If I was a hole in the ground, I'd be a mountain upside down. If I was a hole in the ground. Whoop.
Yeah, I know. All right. Okay, I'll switch mics because I got to stand up for this one. There's another song that I have to sing, or I'd get choked if I didn't do it. This is by Skip, though. Skip would choke me if I didn't do it. I don't think he likes the song very much. I just think he likes to hear me tell a story back of it. I remember when I was... Well, that's a good opening. I remember when I was a kid growing up in Kentucky, we had a little town near our farm with about 35 families living in it. And, well, it kept diminishing year after year after year. Now it's about 35 people there. Well, that was 2 years ago. There may not be anybody there now. But so one summer they decided to sort of keep things going, keep the interest in the city, that they would have square dances on Saturday night. So they got together some rough oak boards and knocked together a platform outside and strung some bare electric light bulbs up over the top of it and hired a whole bunch of, three musicians to furnish the music for this thing. There was a fiddle player and a banjo player and a guitar player. The fiddle player was crazy. He was, actually. He could play the fiddle like nothing you ever heard, but that was about the only thing he could do. His name was Vici Mullins. And, well, for instance, he always claimed that he'd been in the posse that had captured John Dillinger. And when somebody told him that Dillinger wasn't captured by a posse at all, that somebody at the FBI had shot him, Vici got so incensed at him that he picked up a 2x4 and clobbered him with it. And they had to haul Vici off to the state mental institution. There are other stories about Vici, but this is the most significant one because they couldn't have any more square dances after that because they couldn't find another fiddle player like him. Anyway, that has absolutely nothing to do with the song because I'm trying, you know, I can't play the fiddle or the banjo or the guitar all at the same time or separately for that matter. But I, without all this accoutrement, I'd like to try to give you a notion of how these things went off. Anyway, where do Johnny Booker oh do 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 Johnny Booker oh do? I asked Johnny Booker for a crock of salt, give me half a bushel of his old mean jaw. Do Johnny Booker oh do 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 Johnny Booker oh do? Do Johnny Booker oh do 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 Johnny Booker oh do? Said a little man passing by, said a little man, your pigs will die if they do. Gonna eat their meat, give John Booker the head and feet. Do Johnny Booker oh do 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 Johnny Booker oh do? Do Johnny Booker oh do 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 Johnny Booker oh do? Flour goes through the bowling cloth, the water goes over the dam. An old mean man with a red shirt on stole your Julianne. Hey do Johnny Booker oh do 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 Johnny Booker oh do? Do Johnny Booker oh do 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 Johnny Booker oh do? Well, you want to get your high knocked out, want to get your fill. Want to get your high knocked out, come on, Sugar Hill. Well, Sally got her high knocked out, Sally got her fill. Sally got her high knocked out, way up on Sugar Hill. Well, getting lonesome for my gal, want to drink her rye. Going up to Sugar Hill, I know the reason why. Possum sitting on the fence, looking at the sun. Hound dog coming down the road, possum better run. Well, you want to get your high knocked out, want to get your fill. Want to get your high knocked out, come on, Sugar Hill. Well, sail away, ladies, sail away. Well, if ever I get my new eyes done, sail away, ladies, sail away. Give the old one to my son, sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Well, way down yonder in Tennessee, sail away, ladies, sail away. That's where I long to be, sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Well, ain't no use in sitting and crying. Sail away, ladies, sail away. You'll be an angel by and by. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh, don't you rock 'em. Thank you very much.
And they had an earthquake in Chile. Logan English. That's a real good folk singer's name, you know. There's only one that's better. Billy Farr. We're going to have him on a little while. But there's an anomalous type that I've run into on Woody Trail in California and at the bottom of the Troubadour, which is a coffee bar in London, where a worshipful audience said, shh, when I came clumping down saying, hi, Jack, because they were getting the word. And he has a peculiar history, which we're not going into, this being a family program. And But he's wandered all over the world. The Gardeners, for instance, ran into him in Portofino, of all places. And he calls himself, with good reason, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And he sings, well, I can't describe him. He is not to be described. He is simply to be experienced and witnessed. Where's your hat, Jack? All right, never mind. I can't hear the hat. What you gonna sing?
Ramblin' Blues.
Use this one because it's higher.
Ramblin' around your city, ramblin' around your town, I never see a friend I know as I go ramblin' around, boys, as I go ramblin' around. My sweetheart and my parents I left in my old hometown. I'm out to do the best I can as I go ramblin' around. Boys, as I go ramblin' around. Peach trees, they are loaded, the limbs are bending down. I pick 'em all day for a dollar, boys, as I go ramblin' around. As I go ramblin' around, sometimes the fruit gets rotten and it falls down on the ground. There's a hungry mouth for every peach as I go ramblin' around, boys, as I go ramblin' around. I wish that I could marry, I wish that I could settle down, but I can't save a penny, boys, as I go ramblin' around. My mother prayed that I would be a man of some renown, but I am just a refugee as I go ramblin' around, boys, as I go ramblin' around.
Thank you.
Do some of those Woody Kid songs,
one of them there children's type kid songs?
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't you put two of them together?
All right.
Because they're short.
How about the car song?
How about How'd You Do, G, and then the car song?
Okay.
All righty. Dedicated to Lynn Taylor.
That was a way out key, wasn't it? I'll do that. I'll go along with that. I'll dedicate it to Lynn. Take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. Take me riding in the car. I want to go riding in the car. Click, clack, open up the front door. Click, clack, open up the back door. Front, back, a clickety-clack, riding in my car. I want to sit in the front seat. I want to sit in the back seat. See, I straddle on the front seat, riding in my car. Brrrr.
gonna blow the horn. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Hoorah, hoorah, hoo-hoo, riding in my car. Engine it goes, turn my key, step on a starter. I'm gonna run you home again, I'm gonna run you home again, I'm gonna run you home again, take me right in the car. Ships and the boats go sailing by, clouds in the sky go flying by, cops and houses and garbage cans get drifting past my car. You stick out your little hand at every woman, kid, and man, and you wave it up and down. How'd you do? How'd you do? And you wave it up and down. How'd you do? How'd you do, so doodle doodie? How'd you, heedy, hoody? How'd you, heedy, hide you? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you, heedy, hoody? How'd you do? My sidewalk and my street, everybody that we meet. Well, you wave it up and down, how'd you do, how'd you do? And you wave it up and down, how'd you do? How'd you, heedy, holdy, how'd you, heedy, hidey, how'd you do, so doodle doody, how'd you do? How'd you do, how'd you, hoody, heedy, hidey, how'd you do? I feel glad and you feel good, you brighten up my neighborhood. With your hoji, heji, haji, how'd you do, how'd you do? How'd you hoji, heji, haji, how'd you do? How'd you, heji, hoji, how's the doodle doji, so doji? How'd you hoji, heji, haji, how'd you do? Do-do, how'd you, haji, heji, hoji, how'd you do? How'd you do, so doodle the doji? How'd you, heji, hoji, how'd you hoji, heji, haji, how'd you do? How'd you do, how'd you, heji, hoji? How did you do?
Thank you.
You know, last week, I had an interview on the program with one of the leading singers in the classical field, Madame Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, and it was a very interesting interview. She's a brilliant woman, and we played from her extensive repertoire. She is about as well catalogued in the Schwann catalog as just about any artist in the world. And the very next night, the very next sound that was heard on Accent on Sound was that last song. So, thank you.
What a combination.
Yes, sir. Why don't you make an act? As a matter of fact, I think that someday, sooner or later, television will either come of age or receive its mortal blow, because we're going to get Jack on it somehow. Because I would say, I won't say that he is more visual than Orell, but it's an interesting combination when you see the whole thing as well as hear it, I tell you. Sing a song, Jack.
Here's a California song about the South Coast. Secret hidden piece of coastline. It was written up by Life magazine, but nobody still knows where it is. I hope. It was written by Shanna Golden, Billy and Boss Ross, who lives there. My name is Longino de Castro. My father was a Spanish grandee. But I won my wife in a card game. To hell with those lords or the sea. Oh, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game at Hold On, but a lion still rules the barranca. That's a canyon. And a man there is always alone. I played in a card game at Hold On. I played there with an hombre named Juan. After I'd taken his money, I staked all against his daughter, Dawn. I picked up the ace, I had won her. My heart, which was down at my feet, jumped up to my throat in a hurry. Like a young summer's day, she was sweet. He opened the door to the kitchen, and he called the girl out with a curse, saying, "Take her, goddamn her, you've won her. She's yours now for better or worse." Her arms had to tighten around me as we rode down the hills to the south. Not a word did I hear from her that day, nor a kiss from her pretty young mouth. That was a gay, happy winter. We carved on a cradle of pine by the fire in that neat little shanty, and I sang with that gay wife of mine. Oh, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game at Hold On, but a lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone. That night I got hurt in a landslide, crushed hip and twice broken bones. She saddled her pony like lightning and rode off for a doctor in Hold On. A lion screamed in the barranca. Bucky bolted and he fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. My heart died that night with my bride. Oh, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win it again, but Hold On. But a lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone.
Thank you, Jack.
It's been good to see you again, Skip.
Always good to see you.
I gotta get rambling now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how much of that's being picked up, but Jack can make an exit. We don't want to neglect the current scene in Americana, and we certainly do not wish to neglect the continuously burgeoning field of folk humor. And most people think that it might have ended with Artemus Ward, which was a sort of artificial thing in the first place. It hasn't. There are still parts of this country, and there are still, shall we say, milieu in this country, in which the full flower of folk humor can come to the fore. There's a young man who's knocked around the country with rodeos, with Cisco Houston, or just on his own. His name is Pete LaFarge. And he told a story other night at One Sheridan Square East that I thought was kind of funny, and I thought we'd ask him to come along and pass it on. So this is a story that happened in that center of all things folk, New York City.
Well, for a long time I rodeoed. You've heard of mother rejection. I had horse rejection. Among the incidents, I happen to be very lucky. I tell a lot of stories, but I have become part of a piece of humor that has become traditional in the West. And it involves a Hollywood cowboy who was asked to star here at the Garden, and me and a cowboy named Ink Grimsley and Kid, another one named Kid Fletcher. Happens this Hollywood personality had been told he ought to get along with the cowboys. It's about 1949, I guess. And he did his best to talk to us. His main hobby was pigeons. He flew pigeons, or he kept pigeons, or he ate pigeons, or the Garden used to be a long show, 30 days. Well, after about 6 pigeon days, me and Ink Grimsley and Kid Fletcher, we got to one of these squares here in New York with a statue in the middle and pigeons all around, and we got to drinking at a little bar and got to wondering whether or not we oughtn't to kind of take a few of them pigeons back to him, in case he's lonely back here, because his pigeons is in Hollywood. So we didn't have too much trouble catching them. We punched the top out of our hats, and we'd sneak along. There's all, been fed bread and everything. They'd come waddling up, and we'd put a cowboy hat on them and put them in our belts, got to looking like hula dancers, somebody call the cops. Got in the taxi. Got another bottle, got out there to the down there to the Garden, got in the clown room there, and this bottle, 20 pigeons, thinking, drinking, trying to figure out what to do with it. Well, this particular Hollywood personality, this Hollywood cowboy is, the average cowboy is kind of broad in the shoulders and lean in the waist. And this man is not. Now, he had a song he sang in which he fired off his gun. And that sort of inspired us, so we drew lots. And Kid Fletcher, he climbed up where they've got the lights in the Garden that look down on the things going on. And this old boy rode out there. He's scared of horses. So he always works with a spotlight on him, and he has this Canadian trainer just outside the dark telling the horse what to do. Well, they got him centered, and the kid, he got centered. And he went into the course. I believe the song was "Go to Sleep, Little Buckaroo," but for some reason he fired his gun at the end of the chorus. Well, there were 3 pigeons descended. Now, this particular guy, he's a nice guy, but he is not quick. And when he come to the end of the next chorus, he fired the gun down. Down come 6 pigeons. Well, at this, his horse, I can't remember what its name was, Champion Trigger something, I don't know, was getting a little nervous, and I could hear the Canadian trainer out on the outskirts of that searchlight saying, "Hold his head up, for God's sake, Gene, hold his head up." And Gene's starting to look like this fella, I mean, I just And come to the end of the next verse, and they had him well trained, and he pulled that gun anyway. But he did restrain himself. He didn't shoot it. He just waved it around. Kid Fletcher let his boots and 10 other pigeons go. Horse run off. They turned on the lights, and this here Hollywood personality, Roy, whatever he was, or Bill, was running around the arena. Horse was running right around the arena. He was holding onto the saddle horn with both hands, and right behind him was a little Canadian, "Sing, Bo, I say, Bo." About then, oh, you see. Now, Ink Grimsley and I hadn't been idle while all this had been going on. What we did is we captured the ambulance, and I found out how the bell, and I got that ringing, and he got the siren going, and we got the lights flashing, and we drove her into the arena. And we jumped out, and we got us a stretcher. We were running around that arena picking up pigeons, putting them on that stretcher. That particular Hollywood cowboy ain't never talked to a real cowboy since.
Cowboy's real name was Ambrose Bierce. That concludes the second of what looks like it's going to be 3 hours of fun and games done at number one Sheridan Square on Accent on Sound. For Californians, we'll be back tomorrow night. For New Yorkers, stick around after we break the station. We'll be back in a few minutes. I see John Stauber just walked in, and we have Billy Fair and Tommy Makem and brother John Sellers is here, and looking around the room, that's just so full of talent that I think I'll let them run the show all by themselves. Is Leon coming or not?
It's a lonesome when you're not around. How I wish you'd come back to me.
Why don't you get sort of comfortable if you can? Relax, turn the lights down just a shade, and sit back and enjoy, huh? Jazz till midnight.
How I wish.